Well, good morning to everyone. Today, I want to ask you a question. Here's the question. How many of you out there have ever heard a preacher say in a sermon, God loves you unconditionally? Is that true? Does God love you unconditionally? Now, here is how I would answer that question. I would say that, and I am basing this on many scriptures, yes, indeed, God does love us, humankind, unconditionally. Otherwise, why would Paul say in Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, if Jesus was willing to die while we were still sinners, surely this demonstrates an unconditional love. And I think, by and large, we as Christians understand this concept of God's unconditional love. However, if you are not a churchgoer, if you are a non-believer, if you are not well-versed in all the scriptures, what do you hear? What do you think when they heard someone say, God loves you unconditionally? I think what a lot of them hear is this: I don't have to do anything because God loves and likes me just the way I am. But is this the attitude that they have in line with the words of Jesus? Friends, please think about something for a moment. If we agree that God loves us unconditionally, how do we reciprocate that love? How do we respond to that love? In John chapter 8 is the famous story of the woman caught in adultery. You remember the story. The Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, brought this adulterous woman to Jesus, and they tried to pressure him into participating in her stoning for her sin of adultery. And we all remember that Jesus famously said to the Pharisees, "He who is without sin casts the first stone." Now those words of Jesus are and should be emphasized. However, Jesus' last words to the woman are not emphasized near as much, where he said this, quote, "Neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more." Friends, so I ask you, how do we reciprocate? How do we respond to God's unconditional love? The answer may be in John 14:15, where Jesus plainly stated, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Brethren, let us also go and sin no more. Amen.